directly into your prayer life right now. I mean, directly into all that is going on right now. As a matter of fact, we had major interruption with tonight's broadcast. Wasn't sure whether we were on. And for the archives, we're going to have to work out an archive from the radio station itself. Something has gone wrong with the recording for the archives, and we just saw right here on my screen the first 13 minutes nixed. Isn't that interesting? May Yahweh arise and scatter his enemies. Species non-human intelligences, it's Monday night, and we're going to deal with the revelation of Arche, what they are and what they do. Listen, who do they rule? Who do they oversee? Nations, cities. Oh, they seek control, all right. Let me say again for those who are new to this program, this is the Shadow of the Darkness live broadcast, satellite, internet, and then on the archives. Again, welcome from around the world. Glad to see the Russians downloading again, all over Europe, in Germany and France, Italy, sometimes very close to the Vatican itself in those buildings nearby, around the world. And we're glad. We're glad to be with you in Japan, in China, in the Philippines, in India, in Australia, dear friends, in Ireland, dear friends, and down there in South Africa, South America. Listen, right on the edge of Venezuela. Tell Hugo Chavez that I'd love to talk to him face to face someday. That would be interesting, wouldn't it? Well, we're glad you're here. My name is Russ Dizdar. If you need to know what the bio information, everything's on the website. And again, I'm going to tell you, there's hundreds and hundreds of other MP3s, training series, conferences. Listen, overwhelmingly 98% of all of you, 99% of all of you, haven't been able to come to conferences that we've held the last few years. And we've been invited to speak at in St. Louis and in Michigan and in Nashville and in Indiana and in Connecticut. We're glad that we've got to meet many of you. And let me say quickly that we're going to be getting back to, we're about 500 emails behind. We tried not to allow that to occur this year. But with the flood, with everything else that occurred, with conferences, well, here we are. But we're going to attempt to get to a lot of you tonight and tomorrow. So thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your comments. For those on Facebook, we put up the information. By the way, if you go to shadowthedarkness.net, right there where it says Species, Non-Human Intelligences, there's a 14-minute live overview of the entire week. I'll be putting up a review from the movie Insidious. And that's because it relates to the entire week-long topic. And the movie that's out right now, wow, major warning. I mean, the movie is, again, Hollywood. The movie, though, brings some real representation of how it really works when you're playing games with the other side and you don't know what to do. And in the entire movie, one key, I don't believe they ever mentioned God's name once. And I know they didn't mention the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in dealing with insidious, radical, horrific, terrible evil to their loss. There's a PDF study notes. If you click on that, we do have just an outline of notes, a few things on there that help out during the week. And when you do that, take it as a conference. This is literally a live radio conference for this week, and I'm talking to you about the entities over your nation. That would include, again, England and Scotland, and that would include Ireland, and that would include the Netherlands, where a shooter killed quite a few. Another shooter out there doing the same thing. The programmed way is to randomly unleash killing. Everybody says, well, this person was a mild person. This person never owned a gun. This person didn't know how to use a gun. But they have this massive kill rate. They have this slaughtering ability. And then they blow themselves away. That's kind of, that's what the programming in Chosen Ones are all about and what's to come. So PDF file notes are there for you for the entire week, and take it as a conference. Write in other notes. Let God bring other scripture in and other things in as God interacts in your life right now. I'm going to do a review on the movie Hannah. I saw it with my wife just the other day. Guess what's involved here? Transhumanism, gene splicing, super soldier. And guess who the super soldier is? Blonde hair, blue eyes, a girl. Pretty strange that a brand new movie is all about a secret project military using gene splicing to enhance, bring non-human enhancement, to literally, as they say in the movie, create a super soldier. But she had blonde hair and blue eyes. There's the touch of the Aryan blood issue. Well, I think the species, the types, the kinds of demonic entities in the air, out there, it may be what's engaged your life. If you're a believer and you've been defeated, it might be because of them. If you've been destroyed or defeated in your prayer life, it might be because there have been those who have been stopping, blocking your prayer life. What are you going to do about it? Sit around? What are you waiting on? Daniel continued until the answer came. Jesus taught to continue until the answer came. Don't give up until the answer comes. One of the major reasons RK, ruler, in the midst and over top of your city is directly interfering with the answers. Do we really understand the kind of spiritual warfare that is really going on? Well, in the notes, we've got three things that we're going to take a look at. If you're looking at your notes, we want to spend the next 40 minutes just jumping deep into this. For those who want to do the research, the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, starting in verse 10, when the Spirit of God talks about us receiving, it's in the passive, to receive the mighty strength, the manifest strength and empowerment that comes from God. It's in reference to God's power and strength, mighty strength, manifesting in and then emanating out through our lives. Has everything to do with the fullness of the Spirit of God, but really mighty, really strong. And so why would the Spirit of God say, literally in the passive, allow yourselves to be strengthened and manifesting the mighty power of God? Why? Well, he goes first to say you need to put on the full armor of God. He goes to explain there in chapter 6, right after talking about the family, this is as practical as anything else. This is necessary. Pastors and leaders that neglect this kind of scripture in teaching and training congregations will set your members up for spiritual confusion, spiritual defeat, prayerlessness, and give aid and even abed the oppressive RK demonic realm in ruling over your city and blocking the advance of the church. You're going to sit there and let that happen? And if there's any leaders and if there's any like that that are willing to allow that to happen, then let's ask the question. If you're willing to allow that to occur, let's ask the question right now. Will God go around you and find faithful servants and raise them up to do the whole will of God, to do the mission of God and the power of God the way Jesus exampled, the way we've been taught? I think it's very, very vital. Even in this hour, providential hour, though it been prayed over, you've been prayed over. We always say supernatural hour, providential hour, but we also understand there's warfare that comes at times. So on April 11, 2011, at the very least, part of our program has been cut off. If you listen to the archives, the recording part of this later on, let me tell you this. At the end, when you hear the music, stay on, because what I'm going to do is add another 15 minutes to the archives, because I think it was missed in the beginning, in the recording part of this. I don't want the enemy to take away anything. Right now, we need the superior insight and revelation from God. It's there. Ephesians 6:10 on down. Allow yourselves to be empowered by the mighty strength of the Lord. Put on the full armor of God. Because what? The day of evil, the schemes of the enemy, has everything to do with a battle, with a war. We're told by the Spirit of God there that our warfare, our battle, our struggle, the ragged edge of this life, listen, it is not an engagement with flesh and blood, with individuals, with the physical. It has everything to do with what is immediately behind the physical that affects the physical. They're in the air over your city, Arche. They are of the same nature of the fallen cherub. They are under his rule collectively. There is, in Ephesians 2, this revelation of the Archon, this ruler of the domain of the Eros worldwide, this immediate dense atmosphere around the globe. There's one ruler. But in the collective, there are many. Archai, Exosia, Cosmocrator. They're spiritual beings that have one drive, one nature. And if you haven't heard me say it lately, that so much biblical revelation gives the heads up, yet I still see the church 30 years behind, because all of Scripture hasn't been faithfully shared, faithfully appropriated. Do you have on the armor of God? And if you can say yes and experientially no, praise God, you've been taught well. You know what it is to put it on and leave it on. We are commanded to put it on, leave it on. You don't need to put it on every day if you don't take it off. The idea here is put it on, leave it on. It's to be on all the time. To appropriate the truth and to speak the truth. To appropriate the righteousness of Christ and to live in righteousness. Each one of these elements of the armor of God deals with, you know, accepting what it is, you know, what the Scripture teaches, belief in. But putting into practice is how the manifestation of the power and the strength of the Lord comes through. By lifting up the shield of faith, you can extinguish all. Listen to this, all. How many believers go through those arrows of the enemy, those communications coming from Archai, coming from the others in the skies above us as they locate believers? You ever read 1 Peter chapter 5? You have an enemy. He's seeking whom he may devour. Do you understand the nature of the other side? Do you understand that they're at war? Do you understand that they're out there to bring confusion and doubt and defeat and to just simply cripple believers? They can steal your faith. They've got everything. You're incapacitated. You can't do a thing. Like Peter, when he was beat up, he just went back to his old job, hanging out with the water and the fish and the nets. He had no idea he was destined for Pentecost to preach a spirit-filled message in which thousands would get saved. He had no idea that God would extraordinarily work in his life, that people would be placed in the shadow and God would heal to the glory and by the power of the living Christ. But he was defeated there for a while. And I have no doubt there are going to be those believers anywhere, somewhere in the world that have been defeated, don't know how to get up, don't know what to do. It is time to get up. It is time to renounce the defeat. It is time to grip all the truth of God. It is time to pour yourself passionately into the Scripture and put all of it into practice, not just some of it. If you're sick and tired of your church being suppressed and it seemingly being the same, in 30 years there's been no change. Oh, there's been a shifting of people. Some Christians in the city went over to that church, and some Christians in the city went over to that church, and some people moved. It's just simply believers, moving out. They're going to one place. We're all cruisematics. We're cruising around. Is there any accomplishment? You know of any place where 87 people got saved last week? You know any place where the presence and power of God was so great? Possibly the building shook by the manifest power of God. You ever read Acts chapter 4? You ever read the book of Acts where the demonstration is the manifest power, the spiritual engagement and manifest power of the church made the church indefeatable? They didn't back away. The dark side was. The church wasn't suppressed and left clueless, cold, and ineffective in a city. No, it's the other way around. The believers living in obedience to the Word of God by the presence and power of God unleashed breakthrough again and again and again. You read Acts chapter 8 where on the ground a priest in dark power completely seduced the high and the low. The entire city was absolutely under oppression, under dark archai, all of it. One individual in obedience. No doubt Philip knew what it was to have the armor of God on. And I'm telling you right now, that's what you can become. You can become. If it's burning inside right now, you know the Spirit of God is calling you, and you know this is destiny, the calling of God. Take up the cross. Be clothed with the power of God. You can't be clothed with the power of God. There is no power higher. And not know it. And not have effect, and not be a witness and win souls, and not have prayer power, as Oswald Sanders said one time in his book, Prayer Power Unlimited. You know, we can talk about all the dark side, what it's doing, all the conspiracy, the CFR, the Bilderbergers. We can talk about all this stuff. All the earthquakes and everything else is going on in the world. That's right. We can keep giving a heads up. Nothing wrong with that, being a watchman. But God didn't say be a silent, sit on the side of a hill watchman. We're called to be witnesses, soul-winning witnesses that reach the world for Christ, manifesting the advance of the kingdom of God until Christ comes. I don't care if the Antichrist manifests and he has his revelation of the world. That doesn't tell me, okay, give it up now. Don't do any more for the glory of God or reach another soul. The mission doesn't stop, dear Christian and Christian leader, until Christ returns or we're taken to be with Him. We may have to adapt. We may have to do what those early believers did in the book of Acts. Let's define the terms. Tonight we're dealing with arche. Tuesday, exousia. Wednesday, cosmocrator. Thursday, porneus pneumatikai. Spiritual beings with a sinister goal of deep-seated wickedness. Friday night, planos. We're dealing with, listen, you know why? Let's go over why we're doing this, okay? Number one. The Spirit of God gave it in Revelation. It's there in the Scripture. Whether in Timothy 4 or Ephesians 6, where we're going to primarily be. Listen, it's there. The Spirit of God gave it. We're to faithfully study it. We're to get our understanding. And if you're a preacher or a teacher, you're to faithfully understand it, experience it, and unleash the teaching for our living it. What good is it to hear it and not put it into practice? You ever read James 1? Well, then, number two, let me give you a point number two. Number one, the Spirit of God gave this revelation. That's why we've got it. Number two, the demonic realm is named by rank, and I'll say it this way, they're named by species, by type. I've done a lot of exorcisms and deliverances now over the years. I imagine there'll be a lot more coming up. There are sometimes in some individuals, very light level, demonic presence. In others, there's more. In others, there are types. It's pretty interesting. But I want to go to the scripture where the Spirit of God says, the Spirit of God takes these words to define this collective demonic realm. They all have one nature. It's opposed to God, opposed to humanity, opposed to the body of Christ. The goal of setting up that Luciferic globalism, bringing the counterfeit signs, wonders, and miracles. But you know what? There are certain species, kinds, that will do the counterfeit miracle signs and what. There's a certain kind that will do the didache, the teaching, the demonic revelation. There's certain kinds that oversee cities, nations. There are certain kinds, I believe, that even bring on the demonization of possession. But they all have the same nature. They all work in the same direction. They are entities. They are real beings. They're contacting, communicating, and influencing humankind. As I say on the website, on a massive scale. We're talking hundreds of millions engaged on a personal level. On a variety of ways, but evidencing the same thing. Spiritually, a masquerade. Spiritually, a massive deception offering a lethal counterfeit that is, well, masqueraded, transfigured for now. One evidence, if it comes from that side, it will never lead you to God, never lead you to the living Christ, but further away, and bring you alternatives. Number one, the Spirit of God gave this Word of God we're talking about. Number two, these entities are named by the Spirit of God. Number three, it's the reason that we have spiritual warfare in the first place. It's the reason the Spirit of God says, Ephesians 6, that your warfare, your battle, is not against flesh and blood. Your battle is against archai. It's against exousia, authorities. It's against cosmocrators. And we'll talk about that Wednesday night, like the Great White Brotherhood, a collective of rulers over areas, guiding, leading, pushing, interacting. They are the ones that seem to bring about writings that lead the way to Luciferic globalism, that's convincing the world of a coming world supernatural teacher or leader. And in their view, the cosmocrators, that's a good thing. They seem to be the ones really orchestrating satanic ritual abuse. And I've already said 100 million worldwide, four generations, and orchestrating and leading them to the great chaos and the apocalypse of the Antichrist. So number three, it's the reason for the very spiritual warfare. Number four, they are part of, in Ephesians 6 anyway, of a whole collective. We can go back to the watchers in Daniel. We can talk about the B'nai HaElohim in Genesis 6. We'll talk about planos, that is seducing or imposter spirit beings, entities, how they're going to engage. We can talk about the unclean spirits that get inside of people. But we're also looking at, again, listed here anyway, four specific species or rankings or types. And they're all part of the same agenda. And it's obvious the Spirit of God's giving it. He didn't just say one thing. We have a definition. I believe this is part of exposing that work. I believe it's the only way that that side can be exposed. I believe the Spirit of God, infinite, immeasurable, uncreated, God, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, now rips off the mask and names what it is that causes such battle in the life of, well, millions and millions of believers in the last couple thousand years. So if you're a believer, you got to understand something. This is part of your life, whether you knew it or not, whether you've ever been taught this or not, or whether you've engaged the concept of the armor of God and realized, listen, especially if you've been beaten again and again and again in your mind, in your life, if you've given up on prayer and given up on seeing God do anything, if you're living in a very suppressed and cold church situation in your city, if the dark side seems more ominous and oppressive and manifest in your city than does even the collective church, it only tells you that one side is bringing, their side is, well, there to advance. They're there to be against the church. They are there to suppress, stop, bring destruction. When Jesus said, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat, you know what he was. They've come to destroy. They've come to beat. You ever go through spiritual warfare issues and feel beat up? Armor of God will bring manifest strength of God himself into you. The armor of God will not only keep you shielded per se, covered per se, when it comes to truth and righteousness and peace that makes you ready or prepared for battle. The helmet of salvation being crystal clear and all of the fullness of God in Christ in you and what that means. Lifting up a shield of faith, knowing how to use the word of God, guided by the Spirit of God. Are you able to live that way? Feel the victory. See the dark side's oppression be crushed and breakthrough come into your area. Well, let me say that point four that I'm marking down here myself is these names that we're listing is part of the entire array, or I call it the collective. If you go to Revelation 12, it is the dragon and his angels, Satan and his, and you got to realize you're talking probably hundreds of millions, and they're going to actually fighting Michael and the angels, and then they lose, and then they're cast down. And then they are operative, and they know their time is short, and they are furious. That's why there's a ramping up. That's why there's a ramping up. Psalm 89 talks about non-human intelligences being in the air. Now there's the elect of God, the angels of God. We'll talk about this week, seraphim and cherubim and watchers. We'll talk about that there are this massive array of the host of God. But there's also in the skies, in the air, in that domain where the fallen cherub has authority, there is... Now listen, maybe you're listening in your military. Maybe you're listening in your recon in the show and you're someone else. And you're a skeptic and you're a seeker and maybe you don't even know and you're sneering at all of this. Well, you don't have any idea then of what affects nations with the absolute collective goal to lead the entire human race, all political systems, into a future. When I say Luciferic, I don't use that term lightly, because it means inspired by, conceived by, empowered by, developed by, unleashed by that Luciferic presence. The Spirit of God unveils the term huge megas dragon, the idea of the full force of Satan with all of his collective. Point number five, I just want to share this. Are we supposed to read the scriptures? Are we supposed to really grow up in our salvation? You know, the scriptures not only unveil how we can come to know God personally in Christ, not only how we can be born the Spirit of God, clothed with the Spirit of God, walk in our relationship to God. It is this very scripture that tells us what's behind the scenes, what's going on. And the better you know the scripture, the better you will discern what it is that's happening, not just around you, but your family, maybe your church, your city as a whole. Maybe it's time to, while you're listening, look out the window over your city. Look up into the skies. Skies up into the air. The revelation of God, they're collective worldwide. But there is clearly a ranking system and or type species among them. And it seems that arche, this word that is used in the scripture for principality, ruler, in the context of Ephesians 6, it has the idea of a ruler. That the battle that you and I go through, that the world's being seduced under, is because of arche, these entities that have rule over nations. Do they, in the Old Testament, affect nations? Do they help keep nations under the lid of satanic ideology, anti-God ideology? You bet. Do these rulers that would be over a nation, like the prince of Persia, like the prince of Greece, oh, there could clearly be the prince of the United States, the prince of Australia, the prince of England, the prince of Germany. Wonder if the prince of Germany ever said, Heil Hitler. That was a joke, you know. Well, maybe not. There was a collective of these entities that led in a kind of multitasking development. An entire nation was so seduced that its very political, military, science, psychology, development, all of that ideology was based on demonic revelation, demonic agenda that allowed demonic force, allowed the arche to rule over the nation, that allowed the exousia authorities in the cities. We'll talk about that tomorrow night. That allowed the cosmocrator, the kind of secret chiefs that engaged Nazi occultists and leaders, that engaged Hitler himself, that may have even brought about the vision of the Übermann, a master race, super soldier, and an ultimate homo satanus. Oh. They are part, listen, we have just about 14 minutes here, and I want to engage you with this issue. I want you to look at point number C, if you got the notes. They are part of spiritual warfare. It's an agenda, there's no question about that. But in the issue of these, arche, these rulers, it would seem as though they are rulers over either nations and or cities. Could be that there are, you know, under the worldwide directive of the fallen cherub and the domain in the air, and from up there in the air down, huge entities like the prince of Persia or the prince of Greece ruled the nation. They had rights to, because ground-based, there were temples and there were connections, and I would say, and I'm going to say tomorrow night, ground-based authorities. And then it goes beyond that until an entire nation, an entire race could be consumed. But let's focus here on this issue of like the Prince of Persia in Daniel's day, and look what it did. Now, listen, you've got to understand, this is vital for us to know, that it was the Prince of Persia himself that knew about Daniel. The ruling demonic presence ruler over, well, Persia. Daniel's praying for the insight, for the revelation, for the answer. And the moment he prays, the answer is sent, but he doesn't get it. He doesn't receive it. It doesn't show up. Well, at least for day after day after day after day after day after day, until another angelic entity comes to help the first angel. You see, prayers could have already been sent to you, to your church. Well, that is the answers to those prayers. You've been lifting up prayers and praying for certain things, and the answers could clearly have been sent, but by an arche, by a ruler. It would seem as that the ruler knows everything about the city. It would seem as though in Daniel's day, the ruler would know about Daniel and know about the prayers that were going on in his room. It would seem as though up in the air, viewing downward with whatever the physics of these beings are, whatever the suprahuman abilities they have, there's no question. They opposed the prayers of Daniel and led to a demonically guided law to be applied, to be made, so that prayers could not be given. Stop the prayers, is what the dark side wants. They know what prayer can bring about. You can look at the believers in Acts chapter 4 when they raised their voices together to God in prayer and watch what happened. Such power of God came down that the building itself shook. They were all filled again with the Spirit of God. What an experience. And they were unleashed with great boldness to witness the Word of God, lead others to Christ, and see the body of Christ, the kingdom of God, advanced. Oh, how a ruler of an area would hate that. Again, just thinking two or three things about a ruler, an arche, over your city area. I mean, high up over your city, a ruling, powerful, demonic entity, knowing where the churches are. You don't think he hasn't got the churches grid mapped? You don't think that they understand where all the churches are, where all the believers are, where all the action is? You don't think that they're not aware of that? When Scripture teaches us that they are predators, that they are seeking whom they may devour, that they are in opposition to the body of Christ. Now, of course, we are told by Jesus that he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail, right? Yes, we're told that. But an obedient church, a believing group that not only believes God, and in biblical faith, that belief turns into obedience. And we put into practice what it is the Word of God teaches. And we experience the power of God, the might of God, and healing comes and deliverance. That is, demons then on the ground get kicked out of lives. When Philip entered the city of Samaria, Acts chapter 8, check it out. A real city, a real town, a real priest with dark powers that was seducing the city, the high up people, the low hoi polloi people. They had no help. They had no intervention. They had opened wide. But when Philip comes rushing in obedience, because what was in him and on him is beyond hell itself. You've got to understand, greater is the one in you than the one in the world, 1 John 4. You've got to understand the authority you've been given, Luke chapter 10. You got to understand the mission. The reason to be clothed with the power of the Spirit of God is to be a vibrant, effective, fruit-bearing witness. There's no mission higher than winning souls. There's no passion out of heaven more than in winning souls. All of God's forces, power, might is aimed in this project. Read the book of Acts. That's what you'll see. Doing God's mission, God's way, with God's power and the great accomplishments. And whenever they did engage dark powers in cities and in individuals, well, though there were battles at times, watch what happens in the power encounters. Supernatural, God shut the eyes of a Jewish sorcerer. Supernatural, God kicks out demons and they go out screaming in the city of Samaria. And after it's all done and said, great joy, the manifest joy of the living Christ now in the city that was once under oppression. So you're a believer. Maybe it's Moscow. Maybe it's Berlin. Maybe it's Paris. Maybe it's London. Maybe it's New York. Maybe it's Los Angeles. Maybe it's Mumbai. Maybe it's Beijing. Maybe it's, well, we can keep on, can't we? You got to understand that over nations, but then over those cities, if you know there is oppression over that city, dark oppression, seemingly satanic, dark oppression, and the church seems to be suppressed, because it is oppressed. The local collective church, I don't care if it's got 100 or 5,000. If it seems like all it does is the same thing week after week after week after week, and all there is an exchange of people, believers, you know, cruising around, and they leave this church and join that church and go to this church and go to that. And if one church grows by 300 people and 299 of them are just believers from other churches, what's that all about? You're going to claim that success? Are you kidding? Laodicea couldn't have eyes. They didn't have eyes to see their own condition. They needed Jesus. The good news about Laodicea is Jesus offered from him eye salve for all of us. Oh God, would you give us eye salve? By the Spirit of God, cause us to see. Ephesians chapter 1, open the eyes of our heart. By the Spirit of God, brighten us inside the eyes of our heart so we can know Jesus better. We can see the inheritance. We can know about the incomparably great power for us who believe. You know, if you're afraid of the dark side, then you can count on the majority of your Christian life being suppressed. And I want to say this with kindness but straightforward. Cowardice grieves the Spirit of God, quenches the fire and the power. Cowardice, where we choose out of fear to back away from dealing with what's going on in the world, cowardice. Our spiritual life is suppressed, null, and void. We're nothing but spectators from a distance, confused and dazed, and you can't do a thing in that condition. I beg you in the sight of God to repent, throw down the damnable fear that controls you. The dark side, they love that. They love to see the believer incapacitated. You see, with all the crazy stuff going on around the world, as believers are incapacitated, as the church is suppressed, lost people, lost friends, like some that I'm talking to, may lose their soul, their life. I hate the fact the dark side deceives people. The Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord rebuke Arche in the cities. The Lord rebuke by the authority of Christ, Luke 10, over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. Massive prayer in your city. I mean, not just intercession, which is vital and number one as far as unleashing the prayers for the souls and lives of individuals and the power and the strength of God in the body of Christ, but use the authority of Christ collectively and pray against the dark side. Ask the Lord to crush the Archai, the Cosmocrator, the Exocia. Ask God to crush that which is in the air all around. Ask Him to, listen, I know what it is to clear the air in my personal life as a believer. When I feel oppression around me or a personal attack, to literally, in the name of Jesus, get out, get away from me. The Lord rebuke you. to have the Holy Spirit give me insight what they're trying to do, even when it's covens summoning demons in rituals and sending them, like we see the sending of spirits in Revelation 16. Unless you respond and use the authority of Christ, where you have not only the authority, I mean above it all, don't limit that authority over all the power of the enemy. Could you imagine a church getting up to pray with authority against all the dark powers in the city for great breakthrough? See, when breakthrough and revival strikes and the manifest presence and power of God comes, that's because Archai and the Cosmocrators and the other entities, demonic entities in the air that have been stationed and had rule and reign and in place, well, they've been knocked down. They've been knocked down. If you don't know the living Christ, come to Jesus, please. Come. Listen, go to shatterthedarkness.net. Email us if you need to. We're at the end of the hour. Keep us in your prayers. Believers, keep us in support. God bless you. For those listening to recording, hang on. We're going to give some more. Listen, if you've been listening to the broadcast, let me tell you right now that we've had a little bit of interruption in the beginning. It looks like on the broadcast recording here, we may have had 10 or 15 minutes. So I want to give kind of the introduction here at the end that was given live on the air in the beginning, if you're getting this. So I'm just doing this for the sake of those who may not have got that. I began the program tonight with talking about 3,000 years ago, Psalm 89. And it gives reference to the entities in the skies above us. That Yahweh, God, is, well, who can compare to him among the heavenly beings out there? And in the council of these, as some would translate it, gods, small g, these beings, powerful beings, and there are the elect of God, obviously, but they're also there in the sky, the dark side. Now, we're giving some specifics because the Spirit of God did out of Ephesians 6. And on Monday night, we're given this information about the Archai, the rulers, the ones that are rulers primarily over nations and over city areas, a region maybe, because they are literally overseeing and oppressing. In Daniel's day, we have the insight clearly that though this is the prince of Persia, he knew who Daniel was. He was there to stop the answer that God sent in answer to Daniel's prayers. He was to block it up there in the skies, up there in the, you know, above us. I mean, spiritually, of course, in the realm above us. But it's literally, there's locality here. If Satan himself is the ruler of the power of the air, Ephesians chapter 2, this domain around the earth, this Eros, the Greek word meaning the immediate dense atmosphere. So worldwide, there is truly Satan himself. But then from the collective, since he is not omnipresent, there are Archai that rule nations and may rule directly over cities. There are Cosmocrators that are operative in guiding the very plot and plan. I'll talk about that Wednesday night. There are authorities that may have their right in neighborhoods and in groups of individuals or over temples. We'll talk about that Tuesday night. Well, we'll talk about the rest throughout the week, but I wanted to emphasize that if you're a believer in Christ, your prayers could be hindered. If you're saying, as I heard over the years many times, a believer say, feels like my prayers are just going to the ceiling and falling to the ground. It's clear in Daniel's day that this ruler, I think would have been an arche, a principality over this nation and over that area, that city directly, that it knew Daniel. It knew what Daniel was praying. And it knew that an answer was coming and that it adjusted itself to stop the angel sent by God And it delayed this spiritual battle in the heavenlies, delayed the answer in coming in. Now, I think prayer does bring effect. As we keep on praying and keep on praying and keep on praying, God can simply send extra angels. Obviously, in the book of Acts and out of Daniel, angels are involved. And the book of Revelation, by the way, they unleash answers to prayer out of heaven that bring massive strike to the earth. So it's very clear that the prayers of the saints in God answering, how about the book of Acts? The book of Acts where you got Peter in prison at Rhoda's house, a little group of believers are praying and interceding. And guess who shows up in prison? An angel of God. Guess what supernatural, you know, the physics of God, was unleashed. The chains fell off. The angel spoke to him. They got up to go out. The iron gates, these massive barred gates, well, the scripture says they opened all by themselves. Well, that's what it would have looked like all by themselves, whether other angels or just the presence of God. God opened the iron gates. But it came in answer to the prayers. They weren't even done praying when Peter shows up knocking at the door of Rhoda's house where the prayer meeting was going on. How absolutely astonishing an answer, so crystal clear, knocking at the door in their face. You know what I believe about prayer? It is to be that crystal clear. If you read the book of Acts, you're going to find out, if you see how Jesus did it in ministry, but how the church was also doing it, asking and receiving, seeking and finding, knocking and doors being opened. You know, we don't decide the will of God, but we do advance the will of God in prayer. We don't determine the kingdom or make the decision concerning the kingdom, but we do, through prayer, implement or advance. That's clear in the book of Acts. In the prayers in the book of Acts, manifest power came. Demons went out in commanding prayers. People got healed. Cities were literally struck. Cities struck. And nations invaded. And no doubt the Archai, the rulers, seeking help from the rest of the demonic collective. Well, they're gonna battle. So wherever you're living, in Europe or wherever else, though it seems that it's been oppressed for a long... See, when they get the... When I say oppression, the manifest... when it seems like the dark side in the city is more manifest and felt than is the expression of the kingdom of God, usually the indicators are not very many people are getting saved at all. Not very many supernatural like healings or even deliverances are occurring. See, in the city that I live, Akron, years ago, though we were doing, you know, deliverance prayers and praying for the being clothed with the power of God and for revival, well, there's 550 other churches. At that time, I couldn't name one church where I could send a demonized person. At that time, and over a couple of years, about 50 of the churches sent us the demonized individuals. It seems as though 550 churches in Akron are silent, suppressed, and that most believers are nothing more than spectators in the pews, and half the believers aren't even showing up anywhere. If anybody was to ask, when have you seen lately, experienced lately, the power of God manifest in a local church gathering that was so great and awesome that you wanted to go because of the presence of God? When's the last time 60, 70, 80 people got saved in a month? How about a year? How about 10 people? Some churches don't even have 3 that got saved. Do you realize this? And yet more than half the city's lost. You know, we need massive prayer for the breakthrough. Massive prayer for the will of God to be accomplished. massive prayer like Acts 4 and the power of God striking again, unleashing the church in the presence of the living Christ in accomplishing people getting saved, people getting healed, people getting set free from demons, the advance of the cause of Christ, and the demonic array or presence or collective over, like Samaria, being dismantled and crushed. Well, listen, I wanted to add the rest of this onto the live program Monday, the 11th of April, 2011, because it seems as though the first maybe 10 or 12 minutes had been interrupted. So we decided, instead of being interrupted, as we all need to, go forward. Don't give up in your prayer life. Instead, preach the word of God to yourself. Stand up in the sight of God. Speak the word against all the oppression of the enemy around you. By the authority given to you in Christ, rebuke all that around you. Stand up. Be clothed in the power of God. And I pray that everyone listening in every nation that downloads, wherever you are as a believer in Christ, I pray that God will clothe you with power from on high right now in the name of Jesus Christ, that you would be clothed with such power of the Spirit of God that you would be ignited as a great witness, launched out there to serve Jesus. And then pray for those who have sickness and who have need, and let Jesus bring healing. And take that authority and command every demon and all demonic sense. You know, I do. When we're out the other night, when we're praying over areas and over cities, you know, not only do I use that authority to command demons that manifest in people and on people, but when I feel that presence of the dark side operative over a church, over an area, God didn't tell me that Archai and Cosmocrators are bigger than Jesus or bigger than his authority. God told me that the authority given, the authority of Christ, is bigger and is to be used to crush the dark side. See, the figure of language, the snakes and scorpions, that is the array. That is the Archai, the Cosmocrator, the demons, all of them, overcoming all the power of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. Well, I already said it, and I know this one's a little bit different here on a Monday night. We're at about 60 minutes total on the recording part of this. Again, Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net. We love you. We really do. We know it's a supernatural hour. May God, if you are lost, I urge you right now, turn to the living Christ. Pray it out. Call in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, come into my life. I believe you as Savior and Lord. I repent of my sin. I turn to you. Come into my life. Forgive me. Give me the gift of new life in Christ and your Spirit. I receive the gift of eternal life in Christ. I turn my life over to you. I give you everything. Turn to the living Christ. Keep this work in your prayers. Most of you realize that we do not use products and commercials and so forth to fuel anything. We simply say, we do God's will, God's way, and ask support in that simple sense. And God keeps us out here. So take a look at ShatterTheDarkness.net where it says support. That's all we're going to say. We love you. Good night.